sitting still for a moment, then laughing heartily, "I can't jump. That would be quite a jump." "Doctor, you are in California now? How long does it take you to think yourself in Chicago? You can be there instantly in thought, for you have no physical body to take with you. In the spirit world, thought is the motive power. SP. Now I am going to think quick and jump. But I don't get there." "Doctor, you must relax and quietly think yourself with your mother, and then you will lose control of this body. Mrs. HW, can you see F, your sister?"
SP.
"Yes, and father too. They are coming to get me. They say they want me to reform and be a good fellow. Yes, I suppose I must."
"Doctor, you must go now. Your first lesson in spirit life is to think properly."
SP. "It seems foolish to me to think. My mother says, thank you, and please forgive me for my ignorance. Goodbye." "Many earthbound spirits are conscious of influencing mortals but enjoy their power, seeming to be without scruples. Often these have, during earth life, turned away from orthodoxy and become hardened to higher ethics and ideals. A spirit of this type was dislodged from Mr. G, who had since childhood been subject to violent attacks of temper. During the weeks when this spirit was being brought to the front, preparatory to removal, Mr. G was very irritable, especially when driving his automobile, and developed moods during which he wished to be away from everyone. After the spirit was dislodged, the gentleman's characteristics changed completely and he became natural again. Both Mr. and Mrs. G were present at the time this spirit controlled Mrs. Wickland. Experience, September 21, 1922. Spirit, Fred Haupt. Patient, Mr. Zero. Psychic, Mrs. Wickland. The spirit made violent attempts to escape and when the hands of the psychic were held, fought furiously. "Doctor, who are you? Come, be sensible. This will not do you any good. There is no use in fighting. Who are you?" "Spirit, it's none of your business who I am. I don't want to be here with you. I didn't want to come here. I will not come anymore. You won't trap me again."
"Doctor, with whom did you come?"
SP. "It's none of your business who I came with."
"Doctor, how long have you been dead?"
SP. "I'm not dead. You will find that I won't stand for anything." To Mrs. G, "You don't care for me anymore."
"Doctor, I don't care for you."
SP. "I don't mean you. I am going to fight you all right. You gave me that awful lightning on my head and back."
Patient's electrical treatment.
"Doctor, that was electricity and it evidently put life into you."
SP.
"I told you many times that I would never come here again."
"Doctor, how long have you been dead?"
SP. "Dead. I'm not dead, and you're not going to make me come here anymore. You think you have me this time, but I'll fix you. You don't trap me anymore. I get so mad at you."
"Doctor, what are you so angry about?"
SP. "The world and everybody."
"Doctor, if you have a grudge on your mind, perhaps we can help you remove it."
SP. "You can go your way and I'll go mine. I'm through. You can go just wherever you please. You think you've got me where you have control over me, but you'll find you will get left. I'll not tell you anything, so you don't need to ask."
"Doctor, we are anxious to know who you are."
SP.
"That makes no difference to me. You think you have me in your claws, but you'll get left."
"Doctor, won't you tell us who you are?"
SP. "I don't want to get acquainted with you and you don't need to get acquainted with me. I want to be all by myself, and I'm going out. I don't want anyone around me, I want to be alone. I enjoy my own company best."
"Doctor, what experiences have you had?"
SP.
"I will not talk to you anymore."
"Doctor, how do you happen to be here?"
SP. "You made me come with those funny lights.
Electricity."
"Doctor, it will relieve you if you will tell us what you have on your mind, because we can help you. Where did you get that ring you are wearing?"
Referring to ring on hand of psychic.
SP.
"That's none of your business. It needn't bother you where I got it."
"Doctor, were you always so sarcastic?"
SP. You keep your hands off me. I will go.
Doctor, where will you go?
SP. That makes no difference to you where I go, and I don't care where you go either.
Doctor, but you have no place to go.
SP. Do you think I'm a tramp? I always had enough money to pay for my lodging. I can go where I want.
Doctor, then you were somewhat of a gentleman?
SP. When I am in gentleman's company, then I am a gentleman. You don't need to talk to me, for I don't care for you with your electric sparks.
Doctor, are you despondent?
SP. No, I'm mad.
Doctor, tell us who you are.
SP.
I have no use for you. As soon as you leave your hands off me, I will attend to myself.
Doctor, what will you do then?
SP. That's none of your business.
Doctor, tell us how long you have been dead.
SP. I'm not dead, and never have been.
Doctor, would you understand if I should tell you it is 1922?
Would you believe it?
SP. I won't have anything to do with you. I have no business here. I'll never go to that place again.
Doctor, we did not ask you to come here.
SP. You put me in a prison.
Doctor, how did you get into prison?
Who put you there?
SP.
You put me there yesterday.
Doctor, is that so?
SP.
I will haunt you until you don't know where you are at.
Doctor, I am used to things like that.
SP.
I will attend to all my business and you attend to yours.
We part right here.
I will have nothing more to do with you.
I am going my own way and you can go yours.
Doctor, suppose we will not let you?
Try to understand your situation. You are a spirit and have lost your mortal body.
SP.
I don't care if I have lost my mortal body 10,000 times.
What of that? I am living just as well as if I had my body.
What do I care?
Doctor, whose body are you talking through?
SP.
I have many bodies. I go from one place to another. I can be a lady at one time, and a gentleman another. Nobody can catch me.
Doctor, this time somebody has caught you, and you will have to stop interfering with the lives of others.
SP. I have been attending to my own business for many years.
Doctor, didn't you say you had been in prison?
SP.
That won't last long.
Doctor, if you don't change your behavior, you will be put into a dark dungeon.
SP.
You'll get left.
I've been in tight places before, and always got out.
Doctor, did you ever own a Ford car?
SP.
I didn't. What's that?
Doctor, I'll tell you a story. A man who owned a Ford machine died, and his last request was that his Ford should be placed in his grave with him.
SP.
What for?
Doctor, he said his Ford had helped him out of many a tight place.
SP.
Did they put it in?
Doctor, oh, I suppose to.
SP.
Ha, ha. Such fools, they couldn't have a car with them if they are dead.
Doctor, don't you know there is no actual death?
No one really dies.
SP.
You say I am not dead?
Doctor, your body is dead.
SP.
Well, I can be just what I want.
Sometimes a man, sometimes a woman.
Doctor, no, you cannot. You only obsess men and women.
SP.
No, I don't. If I want, I can boss the whole family. I have a mighty good time. I go where I please, I am my own boss. If I am hungry, sometimes I eat, sometimes I don't.
The best thing to work up an appetite is to get hungry.
Then you eat everything and it tastes good.
If you are not hungry, nothing tastes good.
I tell you, I'm no spirit.
Doctor, you are talking through my wife's body.
SP.
We are just wasting time, so I will go.
Doctor, you and I are going to be good friends, I hope.
SP.
I will have nothing to do with you.
Doctor, come, friend, let us talk things over.
Life is a wonderful thing.
We can think and act, and yet we do not know ourselves.
SP.
You don't?
Well, that's too bad about you.
Doctor, did you ever stop to think how wonderful sound is?
SP. It's no more wonderful than anything else. Now let me go. I don't want you to hold me any longer. Doctor, no, I can't let you go until you behave yourself. SP. If you didn't hold me, I would knock you down as quick as lightning. I can get mad. I have a temper. Doctor, now, Johnny, listen to what I have to say. SP. Johnny. That's not my name. I will not tell you what it is. Doctor, did you kill anyone, and is that why you are so full of hatred? SP. No, I am an honest man. I want to have my own way, and I always do. I get so mad. Doctor, what church did you belong to? SP. That's none of your business. Doctor, were you a minister or a deacon? SP. No, I wasn't. I'll not tell you anything, so keep still. Closing lips firmly. Doctor, why are you sitting so quietly? SP. Be still. I am thinking. I want to be by myself. Doctor, what evil thoughts have you in your mind now? SP. You look out, asking me such questions. When I get mad, I could knock this house down in a minute. I could knock everybody down. Doctor, talk is cheap. SP. You might as well say big things as little ones. Doctor, tell us who you are, and how long you have been dead. SP. Stamping feet violently and struggling. If I could get loose, I'd show you I'm not dead. I've told you that before, now keep quiet. Doctor, but you are talking through my wife's body. SP. Just let me get free, and I'll show you a few things. Doctor, that is bombastic and does not amount to anything. You are talking through my wife's body. SP. I will not listen to you any longer. I have no use whatever for you. Only for that electricity, you couldn't have chased me out and put me in prison. I'll knock you down when I get loose. We can part right here, you going your way and I mine. That will suit me just right. Doctor, but we want to part friends. SP. You say friends? You can never find a friend in me when you give me electricity like you did. Doctor, those were just friendly taps. That was the best thing that ever happened to you. SP. Sarcastically, you think so? Doctor, tried to understand that you are talking through my wife's body. SP. I don't want to have anything to do with your wife. All women can go their way, and I'll go mine. I want nothing to do with women, and I don't want your wife any more than the rest. I never knew your wife. Keep her yourself. Doctor, you are talking through my wife's body. You cannot realize your condition because you are so ignorant. SP. You are just as ignorant as I am. Doctor, be free and open-minded. Try to realize that you are a spirit. You are a foolish spirit and do not know it. SP. A gentleman, to call a man a fool. Doctor, you are a foolish, selfish spirit. If you were intelligent, you would listen to me. SP. I don't care, just leave my hands alone. Doctor, I am not holding your hands, I am holding my wife's hands. SP. For God's sake, can't you see I am a man? Don't mix your wife with me. Take her, I'm sure I don't want her. Doctor, if you were not stubborn, you would realize there is something the matter with you. Look at your hands. SP. Refusing to look, they are mine. If I could get loose, I would show you a thing or two. I have more strength now than I have had for some time. Now I can talk again. Before, someone always interfered with me. Now I am myself and can talk and fight. Doctor, you are talking through my wife's body. SP. I'll knock you in the beat if you don't stop talking about your wife. Doctor, my wife is a psychic. SP. Well, what of that? What do I care? I don't care if your wife is a thousand psychics. Doctor, intelligent spirits have brought you here to be helped, and unless you are willing to listen to reason, you will be put in a dungeon. SP. You can do just as you please. Doctor, what do you gain by acting this way? We are trying to bring you to an understanding. SP. I was converted once by a rascal of a minister. He took all of my money and then kicked me out. Doctor, probably that was a good thing for you.
SP.
What? To kick me out? I just asked him a few questions about life, and he said, "You big sinner, get out of here." All he wanted was money.
Doctor, but that didn't settle the question of life.
SP. The question of life? Life is life, that's all. We are born here, we stay for a while, and then go.
Doctor, where was the church you speak of?
What denomination?
SP.
I will not tell my secrets to you. I will not talk anything about myself. I won't tell my name or the minister's.
Doctor, you do not understand that you are among friends. We can help you. You will find we can help you to understand things of which you are ignorant now. I have told you many times that you have lost your body and are a spirit, and yet you do not understand it.
SP. I have not lost my body, because I have lots of bodies.
Mr. G. How could you have more than one body?
SP. I don't know about that, but I had enjoyment with others.
Mrs. G. How did you find these others?
SP.
I don't know, but that doesn't bother me a bit.
Mr. G. How could you be a man one time, and a woman another?
SP. I didn't stop to think anything about that. I don't know myself.
Mr. G. Who brought you here?
SP.
They brought me here.
Mr. G.
Who?
SP.
I don't know, I was not going to come here at all, but they made me come. I said I would never come here anymore.
Mr. G. Have you been here before?
SP.
Sometimes.
Mr. G. Who brought you here?
SP.
I told you I didn't know.
Mr. G. Look closely, don't you recognize the one who brought you here?
SP.
I don't know and I don't care.
Mr. G. Have we ever talked to you before?
SP.
It seems so.
Doctor, do you recognize the man talking to you? You may have been friends.
Mr. G.
Is there anyone here whom you have seen before?
SP.
I don't know. With all that electricity on my head, it hurts, and I feel like knocking somebody down.
Mrs. G.
How did you get here?
SP.
That's nobody's business. I have a temper that no one can conquer. I get mad as quick as lightning, and it comes like thunder.
Mrs. G.
When you get into another body, do you have a temper at that time?
SP.
Yes, I have a bad temper. I don't know why I get mad sometimes, but I get mad like fury at everything. I have to go here and there.
Mrs. G. Can't you stay at a certain place if you want to?
SP.
No, I have to go along, and I get so mad.
Mr. G. You are not independent then?
SP.
I don't know. I get so furious when I have to go places and I don't want to go. I get awful mad.
Mr. G.
Would you like to get over being mad?
Pointing to Dr. W., there is a gentleman who can tell you all about your condition as he is a physician.
Doctor, if you will be sensible, we can help you.
SP.
Sometimes I fly off about things that don't amount to a pinch of snuff. I don't know why I do that.
Doctor, you allow yourself to fly to pieces over nothing.
SP.
Things don't always go my way. And when they don't, I don't feel right. Sometimes I feel as if I did not have whole control and I am only half and half, and then I get mad.
Doctor, you are hovering around people and using their bodies. You are not really dead.
The mind is one thing and the body another. You have lost your mortal body, and your spiritual body looks like your mortal body. You are ignorant of your condition and come in touch with mortals who are sensitives. Then you try to control them, but they have wills of their own too.
SP.
I always get mad at that machine.
Mrs. G.
Don't you like machinery?
SP.
No, I feel sometimes as if I could knock it all to pieces. I get so mad at it.
Mrs. G.
Do you mean the automobile?
SP.
I don't know.
What does that mean?
Is it that machine that runs without horses?
Doctor, you have never seen an automobile, have you?
SP. Is it that machine that goes WHZZZ? Circling arms around wildly. Doctor, have you never seen one of those machines? Who is president? SP. I don't know. I haven't read a paper for years. Doctor, was McKinley the president? SP. No, Cleveland. Doctor, do you remember the Chicago World's Fair? SP. No, I don't. Doctor, where did you live? SP. I lived in Kansas. Mr. G. Whose early years were spent in Kansas, in H, or N? Doctor, you talk things over with that gentleman. Mr. G. Mr. G. Did you know a family that called G? SP. Yes, they lived in that pretty house, a big house. Mr. G. Did you live in N? SP. No, a little outside. I was a helper here and there. I never stayed long in one place. Mr. G. Did you live on farms? SP. Yes, where they had horses. I don't like to ride in that CHCHCH. I get so mad when things don't go just right. Mr. G. You can go so much further with a machine than you can with horses. SP. I like air, and you don't always have the windows open in that machine. Shut up in there. Mr. G. Were you ever sick, or did you have an accident? SP. I am not quite sure, but it seems I have something the matter with my head. I do not really know what happened. I lose my temper so often that I know there is something the matter with me. Mr. G. Do you remember any of the G boys? SP. I have heard of them. Mr. G. How old were you? About as old as R. SP. He was that stout fellow. Mr. G. Were you as old as he? SP. No, no. He was more lively than the other fellow, and liked to have a good time. The other fellow, Mr. G., studied. He wanted to go off by himself. I think he was going to study for a minister, or a lawyer, or something, because he always had a book with him. This was correct. Mr. G. Did he ever sing? S.P. Who, Mr. G.? This other fellow. S.P. I don't know very much about him. I was just a helper around. Mr. G. Did you work around at their home? S.P. No, I lived southwest. The farm was in the hollow, in the distance. You go up the hill and then down in the hollow, that's the place. Mr. G. Down toward W. S.P. Yes, Mr. G. Did you have an accident there? S.P. I can't remember. I know I had something the matter with my head. There were a lot of fellows out with the threshing machine, the threshing gang. Mr. G. You must have been hurt very badly at that time. S.P. Do you mean when they were threshing on that farm? What is the matter with my head? Mr. G. You must have been so badly hurt that you passed on. Doctor, possibly you thought you went to sleep. You lost your physical body. Most people would call you dead, but you are not really dead. Mr. G. Did you know Tom? Another spirit who had previously been dislodged from Mr. G. He is a good friend of mine. S.P. Yes, and he is here. He says he came here to help you. But how is he going to help you? Mr. G. Ask Tom. Doctor, ask him why he is going to help this gentleman, and why he needs help. S.P. Tom says to me, you get out, doctor, you listen to him, he will tell you the truth. S.P. If he tells me anything that isn't true, I'll knock his block off. Tom says that I, for God's sake, no. Excitedly. Tom say that I, he says, that I have been sponging on that man, Mr. G., for years. Doctor, it sounds strange, but it is true. Mr. G. Tom did it too. He bothered me a great deal. Now he is a good friend of mine, as you are. You and I are going to be good friends, are we not? S.P. Why did I get so mad at things? Doctor, when you hurt your head, you may have disturbed your mind. S.P. Tom says he is trying to help you get rid of me. That's what he says. He's going to get left. Why does he want to get rid of me?
Mr. G. Then you will be free. He is a good friend of ours. We are all going to work together. You will have your own body and you will not have to get out of anyone.
S.P.
I don't understand what you folks mean.
Dr. I will explain. Don't contradict me, no matter how foolish it may seem to you. I will tell you nothing but the absolute truth.
S.P. If you don't, you look out.
Doctor, you lost your mortal body some time ago. It is now 1922.
S.P. You mean 1892?
Doctor, that was when Cleveland was president the second time. You have been so-called dead all these years. There is no actual death.
The mind is one thing, the body another. It is the physical body which dies, but not the mind or spirit. You are not talking through your own body now.
S.P. I'm not?
Doctor, no, you are speaking through my wife. She is so constituted that spirits can control her and speak through her, and we are having these investigating circles to come in contact with spirits like yourself. Ignorant spirits often influence mortals and disturb their balance. You conveyed your temper to this gentleman, Mr. G, and made him act as if he had a bad temper.
S.P. Mr. G. Did you ride in that machine?
S.P. Yes, but I hate it.
Doctor, I'll tell you about those machines. About 1896 they began to invent what they call automobiles. These machines go without horses, for they run by their own power. We have millions of them now.
S.P. What have they done with their fine horses?
Doctor, they do not use them now. Automobiles are very convenient. You can travel 100 miles an hour, but the average is 20 or 25 miles an hour.
S.P. I wouldn't ride in one that goes that fast.
Doctor, you can travel 200 or 300 miles a day. These machines have been invented since you lost your body. We have aeroplanes now that fly in the air, and we can telegraph without any wires. We can even talk across the ocean without any wires. You cannot realize what wonderful things have happened since you passed out.
Do you know that you are in California now?
S.P. I feel so weak.
Doctor, don't lose control, friend, until you give us your name.
S.P. Know it. My head is in such a mess.
Don't bother me and I will tell it to you in a little while. For a long time I have had so many different names that I don't remember my name at all.
Doctor, look around. Your mother may be here.
S.P.
I heard my mother call me one time. Sometimes I am Charlie, sometimes Henry, sometimes a man and sometimes a woman, so I don't know what name to give you.
It's so long since I heard my own name that I seem to have forgotten it.
Mr. G. Ask Tom what your name is.
S.P.
He says my name is Fred.
Yes, that's it, Fred?
Mr. G.
Fred what?
Ask Tom.
S.P.
How can a man forget his own name? There must be something the matter with him.
Doctor, what did they call your father?
What did your father do?
Mr. G.
Was he a farmer?
S.P.
No. He was not a farmer, but he had some land. We were further down from that college, where that church was.
My father was a German.
Mr. G.
Was he a Mennonite?
S.P.
No. My father came where they were, but went further back.
What is the matter with me?
Why can't I think what my name is?
Mr. G.
Tom will tell you, if you ask him.
S.P.
I can get certain places and things, then I can't go any further.
I remember Fred, because everybody called me that.
Doctor, well, I wouldn't worry about it anymore. Your memory will come back to you. You are a spirit and when you leave here intelligent spirits will take care of you.
S.P.
Tom says he is going to take me to a home or rest. I have been so worried, and I get so tired out that I get mad at everything. I will not be angry anymore. Whenever I got mad I suffered terribly after it. I always felt so bad because I could not control myself. I always felt so sorry I said such mean things. And I was too proud to acknowledge it, but I knew it,
just the same. Tom says, come on, we must go. I want to go now.